October 5th, 2019 session of TeamSpeak for OpenHPSDR. My name is Dave, KB0S, and this week I've been busy, classes in full swing. I did a little bit of work last weekend, but mostly just reconfiguring computer systems, so that's about it. Next on the list, we have Greg, ZL3IX, shown as mic muted. And then we have Henry, PA0HJA, shown as recording in a way. And then we have Mike, AA8K, shown as recording and mic muted. And we thank Mike for posting the TeamSpeak sessions to tsarchive.openhpsdr.org. Next on the list, we have Phil, VK6PH. Go ahead, Phil.
Thanks, Dave. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all. Unfortunately, another very, very busy week, and apart from keeping up to date with emails and other things that are happening on the project, particularly the new features being added to PowerSDR, which is great to see some of the team still working on that and adding features that users want, so that's great. But fortunately, incredibly heavy workload, and as I said previously, unlikely to change for the foreseeable future, but really enjoying it, which I guess is the main thing. That's the news from down under. Back to you, Dave.
Fine business, Phil. And next on the list, we have Bill, KD5TFD, and he shows mic muted. He might be there or he might not. So next on the list, we have Bob, BE3GKM, shown in recording in a way. And that brings us to the end of the list. Phil, I was wondering, is there anything you can report from your emails or what's going on with the OpenHPSDR improvements?
I think Bill sent his apologies. Just a second. Yeah, Bill sent his apologies last week. I think he was going to a microwave convention from memory. So that's where Bill is. No, I'm actually just catching up today with the OpenHPSDR web emails, and it's for certainly the things I do remember are the cat commands have been cat commands have been added. Some been additional work done on Thetis. I think there was a change in a recent version of Windows where, for privacy reasons, you had to allow your microphone to be connected to various applications, and I think that's been covered. Just trying to think what else was added to PowerSDR. There is a, wait a second, click this with a, yes, there is a website, where are we? Just a second, I just need to release the push to talk. There is the Apache Labs website, which has a discussion topic on Thetis. And there's a lot of information. There's only 9 pages on there of all the new features that's been being added and what's been worked on. So if people are interested in using the new version of Thetis or looking at what's going on and what development's being done, there's a considerable amount of information on the Apache Labs members website. So Dave, go back to you.
Okay, well, that's good, because traffic on the OpenHPSDR website listserv seems to be not as active as it was. So I just thought I'd let people know if they want to find more information.
Okay, I just sent a link down the bottom there to the Apache Labs web discussion website, which is covering the software development on Thetis.
Very good.
But no, there's a lot going on. I must admit, I only get to look at this once a week, generally after the TeamSpeak session. But no, it's encouraging to see other people working, and particularly the feedback about how well the new features are working, and how you know, it's nice to see people accepting them and testing them. So yeah, progress is going ahead, but it looks like a lot of the traffic's gone over to this website rather than emails, Dave. It's much easier to track and keep an idea of what's going on rather than going through myriad numbers of emails. So certainly encourage people to go to the their website and keep up to date with what's going on and push their requests there as well.
Very good. Well, thanks for the update.
I think the other thing is we've been exchanging emails between ourselves about preparing for Friedrichshafen next year. Looks like it's going to be the usual group. There's Chell, myself, Warren, John Milton, and a few other people already signed up to go. So I've got all my flights sorted out and looking forward to it. It's always a delight to be at Friedrichshafen. It's such a lovely venue, but the organisation is superb, and the where we get to present is just first class. So it's one of the highlights of my year of all the conferences I visit.
Yep. And they had very good sessions, no open HPSTR stuff, but very good sessions this year at Friedrichshafen. So very good videos posted.
Yes, it's we go every, typically we're going every second year, and this will be our, next year will be the year we get together again. So really looking forward to it, and hopefully I'll find a bit of time to put a paper together.
Well, yeah, you got a year to think about it.
Well, I'm off to work in a day, so C73 is nice to catch up. 73 everyone, and catch you all next week.
Well, 73, and I'll say 73 as well, since everybody else is just recording. So I'll be here next week. 73.